Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, you can go in and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Y'all ready for Thursday?
Let's do it.
Let's go ahead and knock this thing out together today.
Yeah.
So last night, we had, we told you we finished The Office, and we had this really weird deal, like we don't know what to do now, because that was kind of our deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Leslie wasn't watching Family Feud, and if I'm not watching wrestling, UFC, or football... We watch The Office, and now we don't know what to do.
I know. It's a weird place to be.
We just kind of sat around, and we're like, what should we watch? And we did the stupid Netflix thing, and I was trying to tell her that I'm not abnormal because I read a study that the average person spends about 9 minutes scrolling Netflix before they find something they want to watch.
9 minutes? Y'all spent 9 minutes doing
that? And then
sometimes
you'll start the episode, and then you're like, I'm just not feeling this. And then you'll get back out.
100%. Mm-hmm. We almost started Breaking Bad last night.
Oh, dude, almost. Do it.
Can't get past the heroin part. When I read the description, it throws me off every time.
But it's so good.
It's like, because I think David told me that show El Wapo was a good one.
What?
El Wapo? Didn't you tell me that one was
a
good one?
Just make that up.
El Wapo? Is that like a burger thing? What are you talking about?
Is it not El Wapo?
I don't think
Are you talking about like El Chapo or something?
No.
El Wapo.
Is that not it?
I don't think that's it.
I've never
heard
of
a bad word.
Well, you probably just said a really bad word.
If that's a bad word, I apologize to all my Spanish-speaking friends. So we didn't almost start El Wapo.
No.
I'm going to have to look up Wapo. What is that?
I hope that's not a bad word.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today's Thursday, August 30th of 2018, and tonight is the A-State Student Activities Board 22nd Annual Order of the Pack, which, by the way, I'll be hosting later on tonight. So this big pep rally takes place inside Centennial Bank Stadium. Gates open at 7:30. The events start at 8. Everybody's welcome to attend. It's all free. The Red Wolves players are going to be there, the coaches, the Spirit Squads, Howl and Scarlet, and the sound of the Natural State Band.
The body of the late Senator John McCain arrived at the Arizona State Capitol building in Phoenix yesterday. The late senator will be memorialized at a service today before his remains are taken to Washington, D.C. on Friday.
And Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is the highest paid player in the NFL again. He signed a 4-year, $134 million contract extension that could be worth up to $180 million overall. His average annual salary will be $33.5 million.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So we're talking about our favorite artists of all time, like the first one that really influenced us, because I realized, and I've said this before, Michael Jackson was my first favorite singer ever. Mm-hmm. Kelly's first favorite group was the Pointer Sisters. I don't know why that's funny, but it is funny.
It is funny.
And then David, even more funny than the Pointer Sisters, is the fact that David loved Aaron Carter.
There's nothing wrong with Aaron Carter. He's awesome.
Yeah.
A boy.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. 870-935-KFINE. That's your direct line to the KFINE studios. Again, 870-935-5346.
Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dana Guffey.
Well, hi, Dana. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So, can you tell us who your favorite first singer was?
Well, Elvis Presley. I saw him in his last concert. I was probably 13. The last concert at Memphis, July 5th, 1976.
What's your favorite Elvis song of all time?
Blue Suede Shoes.
Ooh, we have it right here.
Well, it's a one for the money,
a
two for the show,
three to get it ready,
and I go, can't go, don't you? Step on my blue suede shoes.
Who was your first favorite musical artist in your life? 870-935-KFINE or facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities?
Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande, who I'm a little bit obsessed with kind of trying to figure out right now because she's doing all these different things. Mm-hmm. They're kind of not typical for Ariana Grande. She's being very public with this relationship and her feelings, and I don't know. I find it interesting because I wonder if this lasts for a long time or if this is a really intense flame.
Yeah.
Right, and Pete Davidson's talking about how he wonders if Ariana's gone blind because he realizes that there might be a little bit of a discrepancy in, you know, ratings here. But Ariana's debuted a brand new tattoo, and David's tried to give me a little bit of insight. The tattoo is it Chihiro?
It's something like that. It's from an anime movie that came out in the early 2000s called Spirited Away. And basically, right. It's this girl who tries to rescue her parents from the spirit world and all this stuff. And it, from what I understand, it symbolizes growth.
But I like the tattoo. I think it's cool. It's a forearm tattoo, and it's a pretty good size tattoo as well. It's her biggest tattoo to date. If you want to check it out, it's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
So it was announced a while back that the popular 80s movie that everyone has seen, but Brandon, Top Gun, is getting a sequel, right? What, you give me that look, but have you seen it?
I've seen clips of it.
Moving right along.
I have.
But it looks like the release date has been pushed back a year. It's supposed to come out in July 2019, but now it looks like it's going to come out in June 2020. And the main reason is because of the visual and special effects and because of the really complicated fight scenes with like the fighter pilots and the jets and all that kind of stuff. So Top Gun 2 will also reunite Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer. Do you know what their nicknames were?
I do not. I've never seen it.
All
right. I've never seen
Moose.
It
Moose was one of them.
It's
I think.
Goose, Brandon.
That's what
Goose
I
and Maverick, and Val Kilmer was Iceman.
You got close. You just mixed them together.
That's what I meant. I'm having a problem today.
So anyway, if you're a Top Gun fan, you're gonna have to wait a little bit longer. Almost, it'll be almost 35 years from that first movie.
No way.
That's insane.
See, I wasn't even born when that came out.
Mm-hmm. Good try.
Man. Dude, okay, so I love this picture that's come out of Prince Harry of him at his dorm room back in the day. This is like quintessential late 90s, early 2000s style. So he has a boombox, a CD player in his room. He has all this old stuff with magazines and things like that. But maybe the funniest thing is this magazine, this cutout that he had taped on his wall. It was of Halle Berry.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's what everybody did back in the day. They saw the magazine, boom, gonna cut this out. And so...
I never did that.
Liar, Pamela Anderson.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah.
That magazine was not on my wall.
Oh,
truth!
It got awkward.
There's a moment of truth.
But the funny thing about this is, it's been all over social media... And Halle Berry saw it.
No way.
She responded and she said, okay, Prince Harry, I see you. Laugh face. Hashtag Halle Berry posta.
That's awesome.
It's too good, man.
That really is cool. So anyway, of course, every morning here on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So tonight's the 22nd annual Order of the Pack, Arkansas State University, Centennial Bank Stadium. I'm excited to host that. For the last couple of weeks, I've tested David on the fight song.
Truth right now?
Yeah.
I was singing it in the shower this morning because I knew you would come up with something like this.
All right. Well, I'm not going to be predictable because now it's up to Kelly.
I don't
do
know it.
First
Let's
words,
it.
On
I've
to victory.
I've already graduated.
Nope,
no,
here we go.
I have too. Make Kelly sing it.
On to victory. Ready?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
It's Red Wolf Park.
On to victory. That's all I know right now.
Let's make this game history. Like all of the others, we've won. Fight with all your might. So that the world can see.
That too.
That red W-O-L-V-E-S means victory.
We'll see you tonight, Centennial Bank Stadium. Order of the Pack open to everybody. It's going to be crazy tonight. It's a giant pep rally. Kai's excited. He actually wants to go.
Let's go.
Awesome. I'm like, the cheerleaders and the band and the dance team and Howlin' Scarlet and the players and the chancellor all there tonight.
So
Baxter in the Morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
It's funny you bring up cafeteria because there's this dude in Kentucky who loves hospital cafeterias.
Really?
And hospital food. So much so that he had an issue the other day because he was at a convenience store. Someone called 911 and this 35-year-old guy named Kenneth, who really liked the hospital food, was having a heart attack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was kind of a significant deal. But it turned out he was okay because he just wanted a free ride to the hospital so he could hit up their cafeteria.
No, he did not.
I mean, who hasn't done that?
So, paramedics, they rush to the convenience store to pick this dude up. And as soon as he gets to the hospital, he hops out of the ambulance and starts walking over to the cafeteria to get some free food.
Oh, my gosh. He was already in the convenience store. They have those burritos and Crispitos.
Exactly. Who doesn't like a good convenience
potato
store
wedges.
Gas station burrito?
Dude, those gizzards over there by Hoxie?
Oh, my gosh.
That's gross.
The liver and gizzards are good there, legit. People line up for miles.
I love gizzards.
Or at least people do. Not miles, but...
Both of y'all are weird.
No, the liver...
Gizzards are good.
The liver dipped in mashed potatoes and gravy? Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
I could do that right now.
I could, too.
For breakfast.
Hey, if they want to bring us some... Hey, can somebody run to Hoxie real quick?
Hey, I'll do it right now. But here's what happened. Police arrested him for making a false report. And on top of that, they found out he had a connection to a stolen gun. And he had a warrant for sending out bad checks as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so maybe he'll like the prison food.
Yeah.
The prison cafeteria.
It's a good outlook.
But apparently he was really looking for hamburgers. And I read a very interesting article about hamburgers.
Really? I haven't read that one yet.
Why hamburgers go to the gym?
No, why do they?
To get better buns.
I thought he was going to say to beef up.
I don't even know what's happening.
A good one too. But there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Trying to look over and look at her shirt. I'm not trying to be awkward or anything. But
I have on a vintage Wonder Woman shirt.
It looks like it has been spray painted on there.
Yeah.
It looks like the old days. What was that paint that they used to do?
Like, not puff paint, but it's like airbrushed. Airbrushed.
Yeah, that's it.
Airbrush stuff was really big in what? The 90s?
When we would go to the beach in the early 90s.
I just remember like every carnival fair, rice festival. I mean, it was always, you had like two or three of those stands. Get your shirt airbrushed over here.
I remember going into the mall, the old mall, the Indian Mall. And there was like a whole kiosk.
I forgot about that.
Of stuff that was airbrush painted.
Yep.
Including the front license plates.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when you put like your names on the front license plate?
Yes.
Do people still do that?
I don't know if I've seen it much. It's typically just the families on the back.
Yeah, I know they still do that kind of stuff, but I don't know about the airbrushing part. Because I haven't seen airbrush in a minute.
I think for David's truck, we should get him like... David on one side, Rachel on the other, and like a heart, and it's all gray and pink and all that kind of stuff.
I think so, too.
Do you mean like spray paint that on the side of my truck?
No, not like that. I mean, like, did you never see the actual license plate? Like, because in some states you have to have a license plate, like a real license plate
on the front. Yeah.
But there's some you can do the decor. And they used to do those where, like, you could get, you know, like you could get whatever design you wanted. Like if you wanted the Superman emblem on the front
of
your
car. Or the Cowboys.
Yeah. Or, because I remember one of my friends, his name was Jamie, and he had a girlfriend whose name was Jamie, and it said Jamie and Jamie with a heart.
Yep. Like, I just looked him up.
Those were such a big deal. Yep. I never had one.
I didn't either.
I guess nobody liked me enough for me to have a big heart on my car.
I know what I'm getting you next year for your birthday.
It can't have your name on it, Kelly.
It can just have Brandon and David, big heart.
We could do David and Alexa Vega.
No joke.
Because I mean, he's seriously.
So this girl from Spy Kids, the movie,
okay,
Alexa
it's not
Vega.
Not just a girl from Spy Kids, okay? My childhood crush.
Oh, that was going to get to that.
Wow.
She's been listening to the show. She got tipped off that David had a crush on her. And basically, Alexa Vega was David's first crush. Mm-hmm. She got tipped off by some friends of ours, the Cobbles, who live in Hawaii and know her. So she's been listening to our audio of David talk about her.
Yeah, dude. So we had that audio, and I sent my message out to her, and she saw it on Twitter, and she responded to me.
Because legit, no celebrities ever responded to David.
No,
this
I mean,
this is a huge
honestly,
deal.
That's the biggest one. Jerry Lawler was big.
That's big, yeah.
That's huge.
But we're all connected, though.
Exactly.
Like, he sees your pictures every day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But Alexa Vega, she's in Hawaii, hundreds of millions of miles away from me.
Oh, and, yeah. Hundreds of millions.
She lives around Saturn.
But she saw it, and she responded with... She's one of those bah-ha-ha people that puts a B at the front of it. Instead of just going ha-ha-ha, she goes ba-ha-ha.
Because she's dying laughing.
Yeah. It's like, oh, bah-ha-ha.
That's a funnier laugh. Yes. Is it ba-ha-ha-ha?
Yes.
A ba-ha-ha-ha means she took it to the next level.
Yeah. Is that also where you took your husband in Memphis to eat over the weekend? Ba-ha-ha-ha's.
Or Benihana's, you know, something like that. Yeah.
Very similar.
Uh-huh. But okay, so she put ba-ha-ha-ha-ha. Aw, so much love for y'all. That was great. What a B-day treat.
Shout out to Alexa Vega.
Yeah.
It's just a good name. I wish my name was Alexa Vega.
It is pretty cool.
It's an awesome name.
Because you can say it cool too. Like, my name is Alexa Vega.
Ooh.
Bond. James Bond.
That's amazing.
On the same level.
It's those syllables, right? Alexa Vega.
Yeah. But my childhood crush knows who I am.
Okay, so at what age was she your childhood crush? I want to try to find the equivalent.
I would say right around 7 or 8 years old.
Okay, 7 or 8 years old. This would have been for me and you, 91. No, it would have been like 84, 85.
Oh, goodness.
Childhood crush.
Was MacGyver on yet?
Richard Dean Anderson. So you had a crush like on an older dude.
I thought he was so like great.
But he was probably in his late 30s at that point, right? Or no?
Well, listen, I didn't get out much.
She was 7 with a crush on a 30-year-old.
35-year-old man.
At least I was crushing on young people. That's weird, Kelly.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Tomorrow morning, it's going to be Friday, and we're going to be live on location at Jonesboro High School. It's your K-Fine High School tailgate tour powered by Glensane Motors. We need crazy energy because, just a heads up, if you go to JHS, we had a great first week at Hoxie.
Right.
Like, they killed it.
Yeah.
They had tons of energy, tons of passion, and you guys were awesome at JHS last year. So we got to make sure we're good tomorrow morning because we're going to put the coaches and the football team and the dance team and the band, and everybody who wants to be on the radio.
It's going to be fine.
Tomorrow morning, live at Jonesboro High School. All right, one question for you guys. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Thursday, August the 30th. Of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Sean Terrell of Jonesboro. Alexis McGill of Paragould is 25. Angel White of Batesville has a birthday today. How about Bob Snell of Jonesboro? He's a buddy of ours from the days of KIT, now Central Baptist. Happy birthday, Bob. Blake Couch of Jonesboro celebrates today. Greg Bean of Jonesboro. Matt Doss from Wynn has a birthday. Ricky Rand of Lake City turns 59. Linda Forkum, happy birthday in heaven from your family. Caitlin Ritchie of Hoxie, 14 years old. Gregory Kendrick of Holcomb has a birthday. Happy birthday, Gregory. Brooklyn Key of Paragould, 9 years old. And how about Nancy Perry?
Happy birthday. That's my mother-in-law. Hope you have a great, fabulous day.
Yeah, what up?
You.
And what up from Brandon?
What up, Nancy? Yeah. Happy birthday. And happy anniversary goes out to Glenn and Amanda Fuller from Wynn. Y'all, they've been married 22 years today.
Boom. Love it.
So, and if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say...
Happy birthday!
To all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Andy Roddick is 36 years old today. Now, okay, he played tennis, all that kind of stuff. But yeah. More importantly, he is married to the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover girl, Brooklyn Decker.
Who?
Brooklyn Decker?
Just kidding.
Don't go. Who?
Right.
What, do you think I'm dumb?
Of all people in this state, you would know who she is.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, that's weird.
What's weird?
You're painting me with a weird brush. Much like in Titanic.
Oh, my
I hope it's not like
gosh.
That.
If you ever wondered what happened after the show.
That's David. Stop it. I have to go to A-State tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cameron Diaz is 46, and talk about weird. He kept sending me that one video of that dance she did in the movie.
Oh, Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, I had to delete that like 15 times just this morning.
Oh, stop. Man.
Michael Chiklis is 55 years old today. He was Detective Vic Mackey on The Shield, and he was also The Thing in the Fantastic Four movie.
He also created that gum they would sell at restaurants. Right?
Mm-mm.
The little square ones? No? Okay. Different guy.
Oh, man.
Chiklets.
All right.
That's what I said.
Ben Jones is 77. That's Cooter on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, we should do... Should we do that? We'll do that in a minute.
Okay. BB Rexha also has a birthday today. She is 29 years old.
Happy birthday. I told you she follows me on Twitter.
I have never heard you say that. Really?
She does not know who you are. So won't
you nice. BB Rexha has a new pop song out. It's called I'm a Mess. Happy birthday, BB Rexha. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Ricky Rand, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I've been tracking this story on Miranda Lambert and Evan Felker. Evan is the guy who broke up with his wife as he started dating Miranda Lambert. They basically happened at the same time. He started dating Miranda, then they got divorced, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the story is that they broke up recently, and we were trying to figure out why. Well, evidently, there were some rules to this relationship. And evidently, according to what we've heard, Evan Felker didn't follow the rules.
Sheesh.
And Miranda called it off with him. We don't know exactly what he did that upset Miranda, but... I guess when you're a strong, empowered female and the person who's leading the tour, you kind of have some power there.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not abide by her rules, and he got kicked to the curb after his divorce.
Wow.
All right.
So we'll let you know if we hear more about that, but you got to follow the rules if you're going to date Miranda Lambert.
So we always talk about how perfect we think Carrie Underwood is, correct? Uh-huh. But today... I want to take it a different direction and talk about how perfect Mike Fisher is.
Really?
So he's been supporting Carrie through every step of her pregnancy. And friends that are close to her are saying that he dotes on her. And he tries to take her out once or twice a week for date night in Nashville. That's still wants to date her. So they're also keeping the baby, the gender of the baby, a surprise. Huh. So we don't know what it's going to be. So there's a 50-50 chance.
Also read that he loves giving her the feet rubs, the foot rubs too. So
wow.
Like, do women like that?
Yeah.
A good foot rub?
Yes.
David, are you a foot rubber?
Here, let me take my shoes off.
Lucky for me, Rachel's super ticklish and does not like her feet touched.
All right, good for you, David.
So
good
I won on that one.
Yep.
Really cool song out today from Walker Hayes. Okay, this is really awesome. It's called 90s Country.
Okay.
And in the song itself, it has 22 separate references from 90s hit country songs.
Really?
From people like Garth, Shania, Alan Jackson, Sammy Kershaw, David Lee Murphy, George Strait's mentioned in there multiple times, Dixie Chicks, Lone Star. And the cool thing about it, he wrote this with Shane McAnally, who was involved in some of these songs. So he was like the direct influence behind a lot of those. But here is your first listen to the newest single from Walker Hayes called 90s Country on K-Fine.
Let's check it out.
Strawberry wine on your lips got me amazed. How about you let this cowboy take you away? Give me that wink, I'ma give it right back. You know you like it, like you love it. You want some more of that? You made me smile like I did when we were radio kids, catching that countdown on Sunday, all the way to one day. When there was, do you love me? If you do, check yes, please. Girl, you know you think my tractor's sexy. Got me spinning like a jukebox junkie.
making me feel like 90s country.
Wow.
That's, I like it.
That's pretty special right there.
Yeah, that song is awesome. And if you want to check it all out, it's up right now on the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So when I was young, like all of us who aspired to dance, probably wanted to dance like Michael Jackson. Right? He had the cool moves.
Oh, yeah.
Those kicks he would do. The moonwalk was a big deal.
Everything he did, on point.
He'd spin, you know, and all that cool stuff. I guess now if you look at modern day artists, like who are the dancers?
Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars is good.
It's like Bruno and Britney, right?
It's more like people who do their song and then someone builds a challenge or whatever off that
Beyonce,
song.
J-Lo.
Yeah, that's true. They do
Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake did some dancing with NSYNC especially. And I guess like the modern day big dance thing is probably Drake, right?
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding?
Yep.
Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you.
All that stuff's real big right now, but I don't know if anything is as big as the Fortnite dances.
Oh, they're huge.
Because, dude, like, there's a bunch of kids in our neighborhood, right? And Kai's learned all the dances, and he learns them watching YouTube, and then him and his buddies do these challenges. So I go to Kai's phone, and he's like, Dad, you got to see this app that I've downloaded, and it's a deal where you can record the Fortnite dances. So on one side, you see the actual dance, like on the left side of the screen. And on the right side of the screen in the app, you can record yourself doing the dance.
Ooh.
That is cool.
And then you can, like, because you get the music and everything, and you can kind of see if you can mix up or match up the beat and the movements and all that kind of stuff. And some kids are really good at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Orange Justice. Have you seen that one?
Oh, that's a crazy one, right? Where the arms are going everywhere. And
yeah. Like you're crossing up, you're moving your knees and your hips, and you're going down and all this kind of crazy stuff, right? Like, that's a really big popular one right now. And also, like, for the last month or so, he's been doing the floss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one's good.
And he can do the floss so fast, like, I don't even know how you even start.
Sometimes you can't even see their hips moving. They're going so fast.
Yeah. And he's like, Dad, try the floss. And, you know, like, I have no rhythm anyway.
Yeah. You went to the bathroom and got some actual floss.
I got some
you?
Floss into my teeth.
Yeah.
I do it every night before I go to bed.
So I have the app, and David has volunteered to do some dances.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yeah. And we have one already. And how would you describe, in polite terms, David's dance ability?
Awesome.
It's a little sporadic.
Right.
You got to be sporadic when you dance, though.
But like you're trying to match up the
beat.
You're
trying to match up with the beat, so.
Yeah, you're not just doing your own dance to the song. You're supposed to match.
He's definitely marching to his own drum.
I thought yeah. I kind of did that.
So think about this. Like tonight, Order of the Pack, right? They're going to have the dance team out there. And they're supposed to all be in unison, in sync together, right? And that means that when one person raises their left arm, the rest of them raise their left arm, if that's the way the dance is designed. But like for you, in what we just saw, it wasn't really like that. David, you just kind of started doing your own thing.
Well, I did the Orange Justice. I mean, that's like... I might as well have been the guy they put in the video game. I mean, come on.
I don't know if you did the Orange Justice.
I know I did.
We could go to a school or we could invite kids in here and they would smoke you at this.
But my kids and Kai would smoke you.
There is no kid that could beat me.
Any kid in the car on the way to school right now would smoke you at this.
Yeah,
there's
no doubt.
I promise. They're in the car. They're in the car line about to get dropped off. They would be better at these dances. You're kind of like me, just a little bit younger.
Guys,
as far as your rhythm,
okay, I am not that bad. I have seen you dance. I'm not that bad. No,
thank you. That's insulting.
But I've got that video. I'm gonna post it. I'm gonna prove to the world that I am the Fortnite dance king.
Go check this out. I'm gonna give you the opportunity to go see it, and then let us know if your kids are better at these dances than David.
No way.
If you're on social media, you can go let us know as well. So where are you going to post first?
Well, I'm going to post it on Instagram. About to do that right now. I'm David on KFIN. I'll put it on Twitter, David on KFIN. I'll put it up on Facebook, David Daly. Come on. I mean, this is too easy.
You can find me on social media, Brandon on KFIN, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat.
Same with me, Kelly on KFIN.
So David is doing the Fortnite Dance Challenge this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David's video is out right now. It's his Fortnite dance challenge. And, I put it up on Twitter as well because I want people to let us know if David is better than you are at the dances or better than your kids.
No, I know I nailed it. I'm the king of Fortnite dances from what I've been told.
I put it on my Instagram as well.
Good.
So
good.
Orange Justice is the first one he's done, and I don't know if he really understands the concept of the app mm-hmm. where you're trying to match up with the dance.
Yeah.
Because all he was doing was swinging his hands in the air like he was at a rave.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's all you have to do with that dance anyway.
No, it's not.
Yeah. That's all you do. That's all you do.
No.
The deal is you're supposed to have your hips and your knees and your hands
at the
right time.
It's a certain look.
And it's to a certain beat.
Mm-hmm. And I had that certain look, and I had that certain beat going. I nailed it.
And on his flossing dance that he also did, that the kids have been doing for like years now, it seems like, he might have been a little bit slower than you're supposed to go.
Well, I mean, I kind of put my own twist on it, you know?
You don't take a you can't do that, though, for a dance
and
challenge.
And he's just smiling really weirdly. He's just looking and smiling.
I'm going to do this my own way.
That's how I did it, you know? Just, you know, take things in your own hands.
So, David on KFIN, if you want to see that stuff, it's interesting. I have a question for you guys because I've had this deal in our neighborhood where, for whatever reason, people have awful timing, right? So what I mean by this is sometimes we get home and we're tired.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we want to take a little bit of a nap. And inevitably, once a week, I lay down to take a nap and I just fall asleep and I struggle to get comfortable and fall asleep and Kai's good and all this stuff. And I notice.
Oh.
And instantly, that makes me angry.
And instantly, it makes dogs bark. And everything starts going crazy.
I have a German Shepherd who is a little bit territorial. So then, right when you fall asleep, you know, like when you wake up from when you just fell asleep, it's like a real bad feeling. Yeah. You're like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then Kai's going, Dad, somebody's at the door. Right? And here I am. If I were home alone, I would just lay there and wait for them to go away. Because if I don't know you're coming, I ain't coming to the door.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do every single time. Yep. I ain't answering.
Because I made the mistake one time of opening the door, and I was agitated a little bit. And I'm like, may I help you? And the dog's going, burr, 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 and trying to get out the door. Mm-hmm. And the guy's talking to the dog. This dog does not want to have a conversation right now.
Right.
It's a German Shepherd. You're at our house.
What are you doing?
So I'm thinking about getting one of those signs, like I've seen places. You're already making the face.
Wait, Amy. On your door? You're going to put it up on your house?
On my front door at my house.
No, your wife won't let you do that.
No soliciting. No loitering.
I like it.
Because there's no reason. If you're not coming to my house, who opens a door for strangers anymore?
That is so true.
And I'm going to tell you, if I were to open the door, I wouldn't give you anything because I'm mad that you did this.
Let me tell you something. You sound like a 95-year-old man.
You don't knock on my...
That is upset and in a bad mood all the time.
Have you ever decided, I feel like just giving some money right now.
I want to buy something from you right now.
Give me them pickles.
It's 3:30 in the afternoon. I want to buy it.
Right. Because the way they look at it when they're going door to door is they know you're vulnerable and you just want them to leave. When they're knocking on the door, they know you want them to go away. And more than likely, you're going to pay them to leave.
That's what it is. You're paying them to leave. Wow.
So I could either have this song playing when I open my door. Right?
And then you can sing it to them.
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Or I could have my sign that says no soliciting.
You know, maybe do a combination. Maybe do both of them, and it'll work fine.
You think so?
I love that idea.
So the sign's on my door. It's one of those white signs with red letters all over it.
Oh, that one really stands out. You know, you should bolt it on the side of your house.
Oh, my goodness.
So that way they see it before they even get to the door.
That's like the metal signs we have out here.
That's what it is. Get a huge one. You know,
like a for sale sign, except it says no solicit.
And it's like 12 by 12, 12 foot by 12 foot.
I love that idea.
It covers the entire side of your home.
I'm sure I'm not the only person who gets aggravated because I see these people go door to door and nobody answers.
Yeah, I know.
They're wasting their time.
Yeah.
No point of it.
Nobody does that anymore.
No one does it.
Do you guys avoid businesses if you see somebody out front? Tell the truth. Just be honest. This is honest
moment.
I'm
trying to think of like
if you see people outside trying to get money for anything.
Oh, yes.
Do you avoid it?
Yep.
Me too. David?
I take a longer route so I can avoid it.
Me too. It's just what we do.
Hit the road, Jack.
And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We mentioned yesterday that there's some new Oreos coming out in China. And I go to China often. I visit there, you know, frequently. A couple times a year I go to China.
Right.
They're going to have a hot wing Oreo. It's like the buffalo flavor in between chocolate. They also have wasabi flavor.
I can't handle it.
Like, basically, just give me Oreo cream, regular Oreo cream.
Mm-hmm. The double stuff.
Mega.
Quadruple, double, mega. I don't care what it is, but, like, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, that sounds good to me. But not the other ones. Like, those crazy flavors and where they're trying stuff. So, a pizza restaurant in Taiwan, which I go to not quite as often as I go to China.
Right,
But every once in a while I go to Taiwan.
You're Kyle such a traveler.
He likes going there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can say that.
There's a new pizza topping that is bad. So, like, I like random pizzas. I like the taco pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue pizza can be pretty good. The chicken, ranch, and mushroom one.
Cheeseburger pizza?
That one's freaking delicious.
Mm. Yes.
With the mustard?
Mm-hmm.
And the pickles and the onions and hamburger meat? Have you ever had that?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to today.
No. Because, like, I can't ever tell if Leslie and Kai enjoy that as much as I do. Because that's my go-to pizza. But, like, Kai wants pepperoni.
Yeah.
Just get cheese. And I feel like if I just get cheese, then I'm wasting money.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with a cheese pizza.
But that's kind of like getting a sandwich and not putting any meat in the sandwich.
That's not.
Like, it's just eating bread and mayonnaise.
No.
Right?
That might be like getting a sandwich with a little bit of turkey on it and some mustard, okay? It's kind of bland and basic, but there's nothing wrong with that.
But I feel like I'm getting cheated. Like, you're supposed to put a topping on there. If you get one topping and your one topping is cheese.
Extra cheese.
Do they really give you extra cheese?
You can get cheese with extra cheese or cheese with extra sauce.
But how do you know they really gave you extra cheese? Maybe it's the original cheese.
It's when you bite into it and the cheese, like, you can, you know, pull it all the way across the room.
Oh, yeah. That's so good.
Okay, now I will give you that. That's good when you have that much cheese.
Yeah.
But there's a new pizza topping in Taiwan, again, that you might want to go to Taiwan and try. They're taking fish sticks. Let me clarify that. Fish sticks.
You better say that slow.
Stick.
Yes. A
fit. But stop it.
I mean, to each their own.
You want to talk about a weird topping? They like sushi? Forget it. But if you go to Taiwan, you might have fish sticks on your pizza. At least they're fried. Stop, David. Oh, stop it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Well, Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. She is in this relationship with Pete Davidson, and she's doing all this really interesting stuff. So I'm kind of obsessed with trying to track their relationship and see what they've done, what they've said, because it's kind of over the top.
Just a little.
It's interesting.
So Ariana Grande, who's always had like little dainty tattoos, at least from what I've seen, has gone out and got a really big forearm tattoo of an anime character from the movie Spirited Away. Like, it's different, and I'm sure Pete Davidson probably thinks it's really cool because he likes tattoos and all that kind of crazy stuff. But if you want to check it out and check out this big new forearm tattoo that Ariana Grande has, you can go to the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Well, it was announced a while back that there was going to be a sequel to Top Gun, and it looks like the release date's been pushed back a year. It was supposed to come out in 2019. Looks like it's going to be 2020 now, but the main reason is because of the visual and special effects, and there's also going to be a lot of plane jet fighting, so they're going to have to film all of that. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it's going to reunite Tom Cruise, who plays Maverick, and Val Kilmer, who was Iceman. And Brandon, get this, it's almost been 35 years after the first release of Top Gun.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's been that long. Does this bring back Top Gun memories?
It does.
Will you go watch the reboot?
Yeah.
You will?
Mm-hmm.
Will you watch it, David?
You know, I've never seen the first one.
I haven't either.
Both of y'all are crazy.
Maybe I'll have to watch it. Maybe we'll watch it together, David. You want to come over?
Yeah, sure. Let's have a Top Gun watch party.
I want to come over.
Okay. We'll plan it.
You're lying.
Well, we got you guys up on Prince Harry and Halle Berry. That rhymes. How about that? But some photos have resurfaced of Prince Harry's high school dorm room. You know, so he's a teenager. We're talking stuff that looks like it's straight from the early 90s, mid-90s to the early 2000s. Boombox, CD player, all kinds of crazy stuff. But one thing that people have picked up on are these magazine cutouts of Halle Berry taped or glued to his wall.
You could have tacked him up.
No, there is no tack here. He literally, like, glued or taped him up.
Okay.
And it's Halle Berry. Well, Halle has now seen these and responded on Twitter to it, saying, "Okay, Prince Harry, I see you," with the laughing, crying emoji, and it put hashtag Halle Berry posta. And I'm just like, man, how cool is it that Prince Harry had something like that in high school or whatever, and Halle Berry now sees it, and his childhood crush is basically crushing up on him now.
Did you have a poster of Alexa Vega on your wall?
I can't say that I did, but I did buy a Spy Kids book.
That's good.
Oh,
I had one.
Did you ever have a poster on your wall, period?
No, I never did that. I never did that one.
Did you have a guy poster on your wall?
I had a Kirk Cameron poster and an Alf poster.
I didn't even know they sold those.
Alf? Like me having Kermit the Frog.
I loved Alf.
It's me, Kermit the Frog, here, hanging out with Kelly and David. Where's Miss Piggy? Oh, gosh, I'm so excited. I think I channeled a little bit of Jesse Spano there as well. And, of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Shout out to A-State students. We'll be on campus tonight. We have the Order of the Pack, the 22nd annual Order of the Pack with the Student Activities Board. This is a huge party and pep rally, and it's fun, and it's loud, and it's crazy. And mainly, I mean, I think about, you know, for the most part, it's the sororities who get all dolled up, and they go out there representing their sororities, and they make all kinds of noise, all with the idea they're going to win the Boat Off Award, which we give away at the end of the night.
And it's been confirmed, too, that a lot of different organizations are going to be out there, more so than ever before. So if you thought it was big and awesome before, it's going to be huge this year. They're saying it's the biggest one they've ever had.
So last year was so intense. I got to host it last year, right? Down there on the field inside Centennial Bank Stadium, open to the public. And it was so loud from the minute I got there, I could barely hear the people I was standing next to speak.
See, that's a good problem to have. Yeah. That's so cool.
Really cool videos. I'll post all that stuff tonight on Instagram as well. Brandon on KFIN. Let's go to the phones. We're told somebody wants to chat with us. 870-935-KFIN is your direct line to the KFIN studios.
Good morning. Who's this?
Annette.
Hey, Annette, what can we do for you today?
Hi, sweetheart. I would like to say happy anniversary to my daughter and son-in-law today, 10 years.
What are their names?
Josh and Heather Brand.
Where are they from?
They're from Inboden, the school at Westside.
Well, congratulations to them.
Thank you so much.
We should play some really sweet romantic song for them.
Yeah.
That would be great.
You mean to find one, or do you have one in mind?
No, you pick one.
Oh, you want me to pick?
Oh, I don't know if you should do that.
This could be bad.
You can do that. You can do that. I know you can.
You know, one of my favorite ones, and it kind of makes me like, oh, every time I hear it, and you might think it's kind of dated, but I love that Keith Whitley song.
Oh, yeah.
When you say nothing at all. Check it.
The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's the truth in your eyes saying, of your head says you catch me if ever I fall.
That's a good anniversary song.
Now you say it best when you say nothing at all.
When you're in a relationship so strong that you know the words somebody's thinking without the words coming out of their mouth, that's strong.
Man.
That's Keith Whitley strong.
We are Keith Whitley strong.
David, give me something. Man, happy anniversary song.
The one I always gravitate towards is Tim and Faith, and it's perfect because they're married, and the song It's Your Love.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. I just gotta let you know what it is that won't let me go. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me.
That's a good one too, David.
I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under,
yeah.
Oh, it's
That's an anniversary song right there. Kelly, give me one.
Okay, I'm going to have to go back to John Michael Montgomery, and he has a million ones that I like, but my favorite that I think is perfect for today for their anniversary would be I Can Love You Like That.
Ooh, that's good.
I can love you like that. I would make you my world, move heaven and earth if you were my girl. I will give you my heart, be all that you need. Show you your everything that's precious to me. If you give me a chance, I can love you like that.
So happy anniversary, 10 years to Josh and Heather Brand from In Bode.
I don't intend to keep.
Just get me all so mushy
when
gushy.
I say forever, forever's what I mean. I'm no Casanova, but I swear this much is true. I'll be holding nothing back when it comes to you. You dream of love that's everlasting.
Man.
Well, baby, open up your eyes.
Somebody get John Michael Montgomery on the phone now.
I can love you like that. I would make you my world. Move heaven and earth. My girl, I will give you my heart, be all that you need, show you your everything that's precious to me. If you give me a chance, I can love you like that.
Happy anniversary, guys. We appreciate you listening to K-Fun.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If I were to say to you, Kelly Perry, what is the first name of the mascot, the figurehead behind KFC, what would you tell me?
Colonel.
Colonel. That sounds like a good first name. Colonel. David, the first name of the guy who's the face of KFC.
I'm going to say his name is Jim Bob Sanders.
Colonel Jim Bob Sanders.
That's
Why do I want to say Orville Redenbacher?
That's the
because they both have
guy.
White hair.
That
yeah, they kind of look alike.
Maybe they're the same guy.
Wow.
So here's the deal. I didn't realize this, but Colonel Sanders has a first name, and his first name is Harland.
Harland Sanders.
Harland Sanders. Colonel Harland Sanders.
Wow.
But here's the deal. KFC is giving you the chance to win $11,000. So Colonel Sanders has a birthday of September the 9th. So if you have a child on September the 9th, and you name your child Harland, you could win $11,000 from KFC.
Stop it.
So if multiple people do it, though, there's going to be like a drawing out of those people who do that. But again, September 9th, name your kid Harland, and you can win $11,000.
Wow.
Why $11,000? Well, that needs to be like $100,000 at least, right? Because you're thinking this kid's life is based upon Colonel Sanders and chicken.
Dude, it's $11,000. My kid would be Harlan tomorrow.
Yeah, it's diapers.
I'd change Kai's name tomorrow to Harlan if they let me, right?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, I guess if you're dating Miranda Lambert, there might be like some things you're not allowed to do, according to recent relationships. So the whole story on Miranda dating Evan Felker, who is in the Turnpike Troubadours, well, that's kind of a drama-filled story. They got together while they were on tour. Unfortunately, Evan Felker was married to somebody else. That ends up in a divorce. But as things were going on, evidently, Evan Felker did something that was breaking the rules, something that he knew Miranda wasn't going to like, and he did it anyway. And she cut him off, cut him out, get out of here, broke up. They're done. So whatever the story is, we don't know exactly what he did. But the key here and the thing you have to remember is you, if you ever date Miranda Lambert, you got to play by the rules.
So we always talk about how perfect we think Carrie Underwood is, but today I want to talk about Mike Fisher. Apparently, her friends say that he dotes on her. He's like the most perfect husband, makes her dinner, gives her foot massages, takes her out once or twice a week to still date her. They get a babysitter so they can go out.
That's sweet.
But yeah, they are keeping the gender of baby number two a surprise, so we don't know if it's a girl or a boy yet.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though, that he still takes around on those dates and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You got to continue to date the person you're in a relationship with.
That's true.
That's right.
So Walker Hayes dropped a new single on us today, and he just played it on Good Morning America a couple of minutes ago. It's called 90s Country. It has 22 separate references of different country songs that played throughout the 90s.
Oh, wow.
And we heard the song, and within seconds, we were like, yep, we like this.
Yeah.
It's Walker Hayes, 90s Country. Here's your first listen to it on K-Fun.
Strawberry wine on your lips got me amazed. How about you let this cowboy take you away? Give me that wink, I'ma give it right back. You know you like it, you love it. You want some more of that? You made me smile like I did when we were radio kids, catching that countdown on Sunday, all the way to Monday. When there was, do you love me? If you do, check yes, please. You think my tractor's sexy? Got me spinning like a jukebox junkie, making me feel like 90s country.
As a child of the 90s, or a teen in the 90s, how does that make you feel?
I love it.
I do too.
And the whole song is up on the BBITM blog right now if you want to go check it out. That is on kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, I'll be honest, there's not a lot on.
We kind of went through that last night. We were flipping through like, oh my gosh, what are we going to watch? I can only watch so many episodes of Botched.
Well, God, I can't watch one episode of Botched.
I like that show.
That show freaks me out. But one show that's on TV tonight, The Gong Show.
He loves it.
7 o'clock on ABC, and that's really legit it.
So if you're not going to spend your night watching TV because there's not much on, I invite you to come and watch me.
Oh.
I'll be performing tonight.
It's a comedy.
Oh, I hope it's not a comedy.
It's a comedy about Brandon's life.
I hope it's not a comedy of errors tonight. I will be doing the Order of the Pack, the 22nd annual Order of the Pack, thanks to the Student Activities Board and the A-State Athletics Department for inviting me to be out there and to host that deal tonight. Chancellor Danfus is going to speak. Blake Anderson's going to speak. We're going to have members of the Student Activities Board, including the president, Landon Krantz, are speaking tonight.
Cool.
Paige Pauly is going to lead the entire stadium in the football traditions with the cheer and dance. So you can learn what you're supposed to do on first downs, what you're supposed to do on fourth down, what to do when there's a touchdown.
Cool. You know, when you lay your head down tonight to go to sleep, all you're going to hear is screaming.
Oh my gosh. It is so much fun. Tonight, Centennial Bank Stadium, they're going to open up the gates at 7:30. It's open to everybody in the public. So I think kids will really like it because it's Howlin' Scarlet and the band, and you know, it's the dance team and the cheerleaders and the football players running out there. It's a really fun, really electric event. So if you're looking for something fun to do tonight, the 22nd annual Order of the Pack at Centennial Bank Stadium, and it's 100% free.
That's all right? It. All
so
free.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.